get up.
Woo-wee.
It's chilly out there, man.
Yes, it is.
This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
I walked a couple miles in it last evening, and it was like, ooh, what a difference a day makes.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have patchy fog and freezing fog this morning. And then it's just going to be mostly sunny in the high 54. So that's not bad for November. Yeah.
No.
Right now, though, it's 28. 28 degrees.
8 degrees.
Right
nice.
Now. You know what I have to say about that?
What's that?
I got one thing to say about being 28 degrees right now here at 5:37, and that's...
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:17. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, 7 years ago, Luz Rita was then a 21-year-old single mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the grocery store. She's holding her baby boy who was screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really wrestling with whether to use almost all of the money she had left before payday to buy diapers. Diapers are expensive. So
yeah.
She said she stood there for a long time, lost in her decision. Her son had lost his patience and was crying. And she didn't even realize the woman in front of her had paid for her box of diapers before she got to the cashier. She never had a chance to thank the woman. Now, 7 years and 2 children later, she is paying it forward. She just said it made her so happy and impacted her all of these years. So she says she still thinks about it all the time. She noticed that she had a box and 3 bags of diapers at her home, and she posted an emotional message on a local Facebook page sharing that story of the stranger who helped her and offering to do the same for other moms in similar situations. So she said struggling moms quickly began to message her. One by one, they came to pick up the diapers. She felt so good about it, and she is just hoping the moms will pay it forward someday. And then it brings them as much joy as it did her.
I bet they will.
Yeah, you don't forget something like that.
Exactly.
And when you're in a better situation, you're also helping those in need.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit back, have a nice cup of coffee, and check out Radio Paparazzi.
Oh, I'm glad you are, because my coffee maker isn't working today. It's giving me this message that says, there's water pressure. Lift the lid, replace the pod slowly, and try again. And then every time I try again, it says, if this doesn't work, you may need to call support. I'm like, really?
If this doesn't work, try hot cocoa.
Like, if there was a day I needed coffee, it was kind of this morning, but it's okay. It's all right.
I've never seen that before.
You know what? I've had this coffee maker for years, and I've never seen that message either. I just shook my head. You know, there are just mornings, and then there are mornings.
Yeah.
Well, Harry Styles is having a good morning. Variety named him their hit maker of the year.
Harry.
Yeah, the Golden Singer has been recognized by the prestigious publication in their Hitmakers issue for having 2 of the biggest hits of 2020 with Adore You and Watermelon Sugar. Elsewhere, and these are good ones too.
Yeah.
Louis Capaldi was also crowned Songwriter of the Year. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights was honored for having the Hook of the Year. So, pretty cool.
All right.
Well, Saturday Night Live had to work fast to recreate Joe Biden's presidential acceptance speech a few hours after it happened. And what was more amazing, okay, is that the folks at SNL were able to mimic VP-elect Kamala Harris's white suit within 90 minutes. This is, I was really intrigued by the, you know, the backstory here. So the wardrobe supervisor says, I had my members of my team working on every single piece. Somebody on the blouse, somebody on the jacket, somebody on the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And assistants started capturing screen grabs of everything she was wearing so we could get every detail right. You know, the shoes, the jewelry, the hair, the makeup, the blouse, the suit. They said by 9 p.m. they had pulled all the research photos together and they started looking through their stock to see if there was anything that would work. Because every store in the city had been closed for hours. So they're like, there was no way to shop this look except in our own back room. So incredibly, they were able to find a white suit that had never been used and the staff was able to alter it. And it just, I just think that that's fast work there.
That's Jim Carrey doing that, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if he's finding the costumes, but.
No, that's him doing
President-elect. Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting.
It's
pretty
good, too.
That episode scored big with viewers. The post-election episode got the show's highest rating since May of 2017.
Wow.
So, very cool.
Okay.
Well, Peloton wants you to ride in place to Beyonce. Queen Bey has teamed up with Peloton for a series of workouts based on her homecoming performance from Coachella 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she is the most requested artist on Peloton, and she's going to work with the company to develop more workout classes. She said she's been a Peloton member for years, and she's excited to help them and help people be the best versions of themselves. And so that's interesting.
That is.
All right. Today is National Happy Hour Day. So we're still dealing with the COVID thing. So maybe I'm actually part of a group and I couldn't go last night, but it sounded really fun. Just a virtual, you know, get together with a glass of wine with your girlfriends. And
yeah, we've done that.
Absolutely.
It here at the station. We've done that before.
All right, and tomorrow's Friday the 13th, be forewarned.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, whose birthday today? It is Tanya Harding's birthday.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to say about, she's got to be upper 40s. I'll say 48.
That's close. She's 50.
She's 50. Wow. Mm. Boy, time flies. Man.
Yes. What about Russell Westbrook?
He's going to be pretty young because I don't follow a lot of basketball, but I'm going to say 30. 29.
32.
Oh, he's 32.
Good guesses.
All right.
And Sammy Sosa.
And he's going to be older. Sammy Sosa would be, I kind of like the 50, I guess. I'll stick with 50.
Not a bad guess. He is 52 today.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay. Go ahead, Tracy.
All right. Yeah, you know what?
Huh.
I hate the dust and especially the dust and just the little pieces of schmutz that you get on your computer keyboard.
Yeah.
And this is so, I know that a lot of times you'll have that spray, you know, with the long nozzle and that helps blow anything out of there. But I love this one. You take a Post-it note and fold it in half with the sticky side out and then just kind of stick that in the cracks and crevices on your keyboard. And it works so incredibly well. And especially if you don't have one of those cans around, I think this actually works even more effectively.
Yeah, I like that. Boy, you're going to like mine. Mine is quite educational.
And
you're going to say, what happened to you? Well, I was just looking around for something that I could help the young adults mm-hmm. with their schoolwork.
Okay.
Struggling to grasp a concept at school or even work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try Googling the subject with site.edu and type .ppt. This will give you a PowerPoint presentation, presentations on the given subject from major universities all over the
really?
Country. Yes. So it's kind of like, it kind of like cheating a little bit. I kind of like that, but.
But that's awesome.
That's awesome. All they're doing is giving
that's
you power.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that even existed. I saw that and I went, I normally wouldn't be even be looking for something like this, but try doing that and.
That's a good one.
That's what we're here for, to make, you know, life simpler.
Life easier.
And easier. That's exactly
Jack,
right.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. 101.5. Sunny 101.5, 757. And time for Go Figure. Now, you know how much Steve loves the Guinness record. Guinness World
yeah.
Book. I found one.
Oh, yes, he does.
I went all the way to India for this. An Indian man broke a Guinness World Record now when he built the world's largest marker pen.
What?
A marker pen. 9 feet by 1 foot.
Gosh. What are you marking with that?
His name's Muhammad. And, he constructed the unusually large writing implement with a team of helpers in India. And he's got the world record now, constructing the 9-foot-long, 1-foot-wide marker pen. And they went to write something with it. It took 3 guys. And they said, well, you know, you invented it. Why don't you write your name? Muhammad, what do you want me to get, a hernia? Let's just do India. Just I am... And they did it, and now he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, he did have a couple of reasons why he did this. One is to promote literacy among the country's younger generation. So that's very nice. He also
yes.
got tired. You know how anybody asks you, hey, you got a pen, you can never find one? Well, good luck losing that one.
That's right. You know what? Mark my words. You'll be able to find that one.
Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
Sure, let's do that. And when you sing the correct lyrics on the air with us, we will give you a $20 gift certificate to Witch Superior Sandwiches on Prairie Avenue. They are a big deal. Ooh. Thursday. We're going to talk more about them in just a little bit. Now, let me explain about what I'm going to do, because this is
okay.
Usually it takes a while before I mess it up. I'm going to mess up the name of this thing right off the bat.
Okay.
And then that, when we get our contestant, then I'll go through a couple of verses, and then I will cue them to sing the real lyric. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm not wasting any time. I'm messing it up right away. So if you're ready, here we go. Here we go. Dixie creams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the 7 seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. And some of them want to be abused. Time. Dixie creams are made of this. Okay, I think you got what I'm doing.
Love it.
Does that make you want a donut? Does that make you want to have a donut?
I mean, yeah, really. Well, everything makes me want to have a donut. So
236-1015, good luck.